Daily Gospel Meditations is a ministry of the St. John Society to help you get more from your morning prayer with Scripture.
Today we continue to read the Discourse of the Bread of Life. In this section, Jesus said to the crowd, "Although you have seen me, you do not believe." This phrase stands in an interesting contrast with the passage of Thomas after the resurrection, because Thomas wanted to see in order to believe. But here, the strange thing is that, as Jesus said, the crowd had already seen him and still they did not believe. How was this possible? Because seeing signs and believing are different things. No matter how many signs you receive, trusting God is always going beyond what the signs tell you. Someone could have seen the risen Christ and still tried to explain it away as a hallucination. Or they could have believed the resurrection, but not other things they hadn't seen. In the case of the crowd here, they had seen miracles done by Jesus, and yet they refused to completely believe in him. Possibly because believing would require them to tread on ground they had not seen yet, simply trusting in the words of Christ. Maybe it would require of them moral changes they were not willing to make. It meant they would have to stand in opposition to others who didn't believe in Jesus, and maybe they were not willing to do that. And yet the path to eternal life, to share in the life of the Trinity, required of them that double step, to see the Son and to believe in him. By way of contrast, Jesus walked in complete faithfulness to the Father. We cannot say that Jesus had faith, because the Lord constantly saw the Father's glory. But in a human sense, there were many ways in which Jesus sowed without seeing the fruits of his efforts. He would proclaim the kingdom and teach, while often facing rejection, as it happened in this case. It's likely that most of us, if we were trying to help a group of people that kept rejecting us, would quickly give up on them. But Jesus didn't do that. He kept his eyes set on what the Father asked him to do, and also on all those that the Father had given him, those who were accepting his words, whether it was a huge crowd or just a handful of disciples at times. So how has your faith grown over time? What steps of faith is the Lord inviting you to take? What do you find encouraging in Christ's faithfulness?